One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Liberty Township, Ohio. I am headed your way Friday, February 16th and Saturday, February 17th. Winnipeg, my first time headed your way. I'll be there Friday, March 1st and Saturday, March 2nd. Omaha, we're going to do it this time. I promise you, last time we got our flights canceled. This time, we're taking a straight shot. I'll be there Friday, March 29th and Saturday, March 30th. Columbus, Ohio. I'm fired up to head your way. Never been there. My first time coming to your beautiful city. I'll be there Friday, April 12th and Saturday, April 13th. Los Angeles. I'm excited to announce that I'm part of the Netflix Is a Joke Festival. I have my own show Sunday, May 12th at the Bourbon Room. You guys ask me, how come you're not on Netflix? Well, here's a chance to sell this thing out and show them why I should be. Get your tickets now. Don't wait. All tickets available at RyanSickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back. I'm Ryan Sickler. Today's guest here in the back seat with me, Kevin Ryan, everybody.
Hey now, thanks for
having
me, buddy.
Welcome to the Way Back, buddy. Thank you for being here. You're perfect for this show. Well, first of all, tell me about growing up for you, because you told us on the Honeydew that your first and only memory of your parents together was them sitting down to tell you, hey, we're fucking out of here.
It's over. We tried it. It didn't work. Yeah, that was my first memory is them getting divorced, so...
So what are like vacations or growing up? Like, are you bouncing back and forth?
Back and forth a lot. Like, we were split custody. It was good. You know, it was easy peasy for the most part.
Did you get the two Christmases?
Two Christmases, which I fucking loved. Like, I look back now and it's like, people are like, divorce was the best thing that happened to my family. They would have fucking killed each other or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And plus, you know, I got two Christmases. You know what I mean? I got a fucking... And my dad would really... Because he was the one who was, there was where there was money at times, so he would really show out and really try to, like, and I would play it. I'd be like, Mom, can I get a mini bike? And she'd be like, no. And then my dad would pick me up and I'd be like, Mom said I can't get a mini bike. He's like, fucking Merry Christmas, buddy.
Why is he 80 today, motherfucker?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I used it for BB guns, like anything, like fireworks.
What was your BB gun? Do you
first
remember what
BB gun was the Red Ryder.
Really?
Like, yeah, I think they might have branded it after that, yeah, or something. I forget exactly, but it was the Red Ryder BB gun, the wooden thing, you know, the one pump. It was just one pump. It wasn't one of those, like, that you pump 10 times, just, like, the quick action. Then I wanted some, you know, some walking around steel, so I got a handgun.
I
needed a sidearm in case shit went south.
How old are you getting the fuck?
7. You know what? Had a holster for it.
Was it a pellet gun? Or?
No, it wasn't. It was I think it was called like the Craftsman Bullseye or something. It looked like a Glock. It was all black, mm-hmm, and it had the thing you pull back,
poom, yep,
and then push in, and that like loaded it.
And you pour the carton, a milk carton of BBs in
yep,
it.
Yep, yeah, yep. And then after that, I got, there was this, it was sick, dude. It was like, fuck, it had a clip in the back that you put, or on the top or something. It held 16 shots. Man, you couldn't. I thought I was fucking Magnum PI. You couldn't tell me shit, dude.
Dude, we had. It's funny. Our parents. My dad gave us guns, knives. It's a Daisy 880, 10 pump. Yeah, with the scope too. Yeah, there it is. Multi pump, still out.
Yeah, that's the standard.
Identical
that was
gun.
Yeah, yes. That's still their standard.
And it's got 10 pump, but it's also the BB gun or pellets. You could individual pellets,
the pellets,
or you could pour the fucking.
The pellets
thing
were a clear indication that you didn't have both parents. The kids that had those, that was a dead giveaway that mom and or dad weren't in the picture. Nobody came from a good home with one Christmas that had a fucking pellet gun, dude. Nobody. That kid was from the wrong side of the tracks, dude.
That was us, bro. Yeah. That was us.
Yeah, that was like you were getting ready to fucking stick up a liquor store or something.
Dude, we would play BB tag with these things.
We did that shit, too, as you got older.
We would put cookie sheets on our front and back,
mm-hmm,
and it was supposed to be one pump. And you could see it. If it's one pump, you can see it coming.
Yeah, yes.
But everybody was 10 pumping that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
That's three pumps. Like, you pump. Ow, ow, yeah. In your ass, yeah.
Yeah, that was... I mean, there was nothing. I don't know if the kids have it now. I don't have kids. I don't know. But like the back in the day, the time you would have, you would just have like your parents at the work in the summer. It's like, yeah, 12 hours or whatever with nothing to do and two BB guns. It's like, what did you, how did you think that day was going to end?
What was a day like for you in the summer? You get up, you go outside, because you're out in the suburbs there.
Out in the burbs.
Are you bike riding and playing ball, or are you just going in the woods? Did you guys have woods?
Woods, do big woods.
Tell me
big
about
woods,
the woods
crew.
What's as, going on in the woods?
As a younger kid, before like smoking and drinking, the woods was great. You were building a treehouse in the woods. You'd find
rope
like a
swing.
Little creek, a rope swing. Oh, I fucked my leg up real bad on a rope swing. I was 8. It was the last day of school, June 17th. It was the last day of third grade. Went to the woods. My friend's older brother and a couple older kids. They're going rope swinging. On this rope swing they found from, probably generations of teenagers ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 2 miles back in the woods, down a huge hill. We ride our bikes down there. We fly down there. And it was like a celebration. Last day, we're going to jump in the rope swinging. And we were doing it. It was fine. And then I jumped out. Like up the tree without the rope, like just to jump in the water to like rinse off. I think that's what it was. And I went down with my knee bent and I hit a root or like a rock or something.
Oh,
and
fuck.
It fucking exploded, like leg filled with creek water. Looked like a shark bite. Like,
what?
Yeah. Like horrible. That was me for the most part. That might have been me, actually. I don't remember that. I don't remember that
two
piece.
You wore two piece back in the day.
Had to keep the girls in line. You know what I mean?
And it just shattered your whole knee.
It just blew it up, like
ugh.
Knee bone sticking out. I remember like seeing, I could see like down this fall. It was like hanging over because it was so much. It looked horrible. But now we're back in the woods and I can't get out, like because
yeah.
And it's downhill. Like it's got. We drove down, so we got to go uphill. And everybody would push their bikes up, so I'm like, I'm fucking stuck. So luckily, my buddy was, we used to ridicule him. Dude, in the 90s, he was in the Boy Scouts, and I mean, we just fucking ridiculed him. What are you, gay?
Was he in high school still in the Boy Scouts?
But no, we're 8, and we're making fun of him. Like, it wasn't even cool then. Like, that's how much of savages we were.
Yeah, we
you
were never,
I mean?
Bob.
It's like, you're trying?
I
what are you doing?
I always felt like, what are we doing over there with these Boy Scouts?
Yeah, it's like, take that vest off, get a cig, like, fucking do something. So luckily he was there, man, and he saved my leg. He was like, dude, he kicked into fucking Scouts honor mode. It was like, I saw a picnic bench like 2 clicks back and he fucking
clicks.
Scared
me. He sent you a clicks.
I turn around and get the full badge on. Like, that's like, this is a job for fucking Matt, everybody.
Shut up and listen to Matt.
Yeah. Matt's fucking calling the shots around here, slapping people around who aren't listening. So he fucking runs back. He gets the, he gets the picnic bench. He kicks the legs off of it.
Get the fuck
I swear
out
to
here.
We're 8.
He's
seven, he might be 7. I was. He was probably
He's
7.
Like, I'm going to get that badge. I'm going to get this badge.
Dude, they put me on it, and he located a house. I
he
remember.
Made a stretcher out of it, for Christ's sake.
At 7.
A Civil War cop.
And my fat ass, I'm probably like a buck 80 at the time. I need 6 fucking 7-year-olds to carry me
for
out.
You, for Christ's sake.
So they wrapped it up and they made a cot. They carried me. At the same time, he sent somebody. There was a house that we drove past, like deep in the woods, that he sent someone to that house. They drove their car as far as they could get it. It was an old woman. She was like 80. And they put me in the back of her car and she drove me out. And then we get to my buddy's house and his mom was a little, loopy and she saw it. And then my mom shows up, just so happened to be picking me up at that time. Like, we all converged at the house at the same time. And she's like, I was just getting ready to take Kevin to the hospital. And my mom's like, what happened? She's like, he cut his knee in the woods. He needs maybe a butterfly stitch or two. Dude, I'm talking. It looked like somebody put a hand grenade in my knee. And then my mom's like, okay, didn't open it up. It was still wrapped up. So we get to the hospital and I was like, do you think you can walk in? I'm like, I don't know. This is pretty bad. She's like, let me see it. Dude, she faints. It's like, she was told it was a couple butterfly stitches.
Yeah, right.
And then she's like, my son's leg is dangling off. She runs in, get me, whatever. I asked the doctor, I said, how many stitches? He goes, I stopped counting after 1,000.
1,000?
Because they had to do layers
so
and layers
you,
and layers.
So did you tear muscle?
I lost 1/3 of my patella tendon and something else.
Did they rebuild it? Did they give you a cadaver or anything?
No, they just like fucking...
Are you limited on that? Can you
not
run?
Not really,
bike?
No. Yeah, it's all good. I'm pretty good, you know, for what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I probably couldn't make the Olympic team, but I'm all right.
Did you ever rope swing again?
Never rope swing again, but it was one of those things. I was too fat to be doing that. Like, I tried to skateboard for years, and it's like, I was like, imagine I had the body of like a 30-year-old plumber trying to jump downstairs. It's like, what are you doing, man?
Ollie down.
Yeah, I'm trying to like kickflip, and it's like, I got the ass of a plumber. So that didn't, I just kept getting hurt my whole life. And that.
Yeah, well, you said you had injuries growing up. What other injuries?
My hands.
That's
I was
gnarly.
Too.
Hold that up.
Yeah,
what
I have here. So I broke this bone, and it's called like your navicular, your scaphoid bone or something. It's the bone that holds all the rest of the, whatever I did, it wasn't like I just broke my radius or something. It was like,
whatever you did, you blew it the fuck up.
It's like you did the thing that you, the worst thing possible. So I had surgery on that. I was in a cast for 2 years with that all through, but like still I was like doing bike jumps and stuff like a fucking idiot. That had a bone graft. There's a screw still in there. And then this, I had like, you know, did you ever see like people have the halo around their head?
I had a friend that had that.
I had that around my arm. They call it an external fixator. So there was two rods coming out here and two coming out here.
I didn't know you did that.
I was in college. No, I was in high school. 2005, fucking Eagles were in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl Sunday. I was fucking snowboarding at Big Boulder, Jack Frost in the Pocono Mountains.
Poconos,
and me and my buddy were doing one trick. You know, we were snowboarding for half the day. It was Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to drive home that night and go to a party. And I fell the last run, like that's, you know, the last jump into the creek when I hurt my knee. Mm-hmm. That was the last jump. The last run, I fucked my arm up. And this bone came. It didn't break the skin, but it fucking, it was like that. It was out of like a 45-degree angle.
You had like that little cage around it?
Yeah, but when I broke it, when I fell, they were like, you have to go. I went to like the ski tent or whatever, you know, the snow patrol. And they were like, well, bring the ambulance around. Like, you need to go to the hospital now. And I was like, yo, the birds are in the fucking Super Bowl. I've broken enough bones that I know no one's going to do shit on Super Bowl Sunday night. Like, they're going to say you got to see an orthopedic on Monday or something.
He ain't going to be happy they got to be in there working on you. Yeah.
Well, fuck yeah. I told my buddy, I said, bring the car around. We're fucking going home. Called my buddy on the way home who had a painkiller addiction. He squared me away with one. Fucking Dr. Feelgood met me at my house. Fucking 2-3-M, watched the game, got up the next morning, went to the fucking hospital and had surgery like the next day or whatever. And that's when they put all that shit in there.
How long was that on?
Fucking 8 weeks or something.
Damn.
Senior in high school, fucking birds
lost.
Your jerk
hand?
No, it wasn't. Thank God. It was gnarly. I was always doing shit I shouldn't have been doing. In the woods, fucking bike jumps, all that shit as a kid. Very adventurous. But like I said, was so out of shape and so fat, no upper body strength, I couldn't do anything. Yeah, that's what I had.
Oh, shit. Like that off the top, not all the way around, that I imagine, to being caged.
Nah, just that. But mine was bent. So like there was actually double the amount of bars because it went up.
And it's what? Straightening
similar
the bone
to that.
Out?
I don't know what the fuck they do. I don't know why they had to do it.
And it worked, huh?
It worked, yeah. I don't have any leering issues. I'm sure fucking arthritis is going to kick
in
around 50.
Bro. That's coming.
And it would jam me up.
I'm feeling every bit of that.
Yeah, but it's like that was the shit I had. Man, that fucking brings back bad memories. Having my mom fucking button my pants and shit in the morning as a senior in high school, dude. Bad. And plus, I got like a gut, and she's going, do you go under it or above it? I'm like, just fucking button them, lady. The fuck?
Buttoning your pants.
Sucked, dude. Just constantly hurt. But I was very, like I said, very adventurous. I was kind of left to my own devices early on because split in time. Like, if I was on my mom, she was working,
latchkey
kid. I would wake up summer, 12 years old, wake up. We were skateboarding and biking around that time. I'd probably hop on my bike and bike to my buddy's house. It was probably like 30-minute bike ride away. It was like, a 2-minute car ride, but in the summer.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises releases of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
A burb, so it's like, you know, fucking humping it. Go over there. His parents were gone. I think like his grandmom would be there to watch the younger siblings or something. Steal a couple of her cigs. Go off into the woods. You know, we'd have like $5 between both of us. We'd get, you know, slice of pizza or whatever for lunch. We'd just be gone for hours and hours
all day.
And
that's
hours.
All we did. We'd go out. You didn't call.
No.
You went to their house. You knocked on their door. You tried to get a pitcher, a batter, 2 infielders, 2 outfielders. If we could get 5 on a team, we would play automatic out if you don't fucking opposite fields and automatic out.
Sure.
You got to pull it.
Uh-huh.
And then that's how we play half baseball. We
that's
would
all you need. You'd figure it out. That's
capture the flag.
Oh, that shit was the best.
Forts. Did you ever, it's so funny. When I grew up, we had streams all through Maryland. We called it crayfishing back then. We'd lift up the rocks and crayfish.
Uh-huh.
And then I come to learn they're crawfish.
Sure.
But we called them crayfish
I've
back
heard
then.
Both. I've heard crayfish and crawfish. I didn't know. I thought they were 2 different things.
Yeah.
They're the same thing?
They're the same fucking thing, bro. We used to go in rivers all the time, little streams in Maryland, and you have to just gently pick up rocks super slow, and they're under there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to fucking scoop them with a bucket or something. They swim backwards like lobster and shit.
Yeah.
But they're fun to fucking try to catch. But we would every now and then you get one big fat. You'd be like, oh, fuck,
would
baby lobster. Yeah, I do now, but then I didn't.
Then
no,
didn't,
we were
yeah,
just kids catching.
Just
you
around,
only
yeah,
catch like one or two.
Sure,
you're not going to cook one or
a
two
of them. Appetizer, though. You
we're
know
ripping
what I mean?
Them apart and ripping their fucking claws off.
Sure,
and,
sure.
You know, fucking swinging them from a rope and shit and something that a crayfish never thought it would do. But, man, we would catch big ones, and then we would put them in like a bucket. And just watch them and shit and
mm-hmm,
give it a little bit of food and stuff. Or throw them in our fish tank. Like the neighborhood kids had fish. We throw them in the fish tank. Fresh
just
water.
Something. Looking to fill the time.
That's it, dude.
Looking to fill the time. Dude, we would build
fuck
ramps.
With bees nest. You ever fuck with bees
dude,
nest?
What, dude, we found this one behind a Wawa.
There we go.
Man, it was the size of a fucking 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah, dude.
And we went to war with this thing for weeks.
Yeah.
Weeks in the summer.
What
like,
are you hitting
right,
there? You running up and hitting it with sticks? Or
no,
you
it was so high
hose
up. It was like 20. We were just in the woods. We had no tools. So we just rocks.
You're just chucking rocks.
So we get close.
To hit it.
Everybody would get close, right? You'd creep up and you go, all right, 1, 2, 3, and like you'd start running before it even left your hand. And man, we never got it down. I'm telling you, it was 2.5 feet. It's probably been there for 30 years or whatever, you know, untouched. And we'd be winging fucking rocks at it and you would hit it, man. And you would see them like fly out of the hole, come gunning for you, dude.
They know right
dude,
where
we're
that is.
Hitting the deck. We're fucking jumping behind logs and shit.
Dude, we used to fuck with. We would get them on our house, so they build them up underneath the gutter or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was sometimes you get mud wasps that would build that little mud
ooh,
trail on the wall.
Those are
you'd get
sketchy
hornets. We'd get yellow jackets, but we would try to take the hose. We'd hook it up outside, but then go in the house and pull it in so we could get through the window and try to shoot those motherfuckers.
Smart.
Or raid them or
mm-hmm,
whatever, light them on fire.
Dude, my car got bees. The last car I had bees.
How did it get bees?
It was my Mercury Montego. It was sitting at my mom's, at my parents' house for a minute because I was in New York. I couldn't afford to keep it there. The parking tickets, the whole 9 yards. So I was like, all right, I'm going back. I'm going to bring it up. And man, this thing, I opened the trunk. These things came at me quick. It was when I was like talking. I'm like, dude, I ran into the garage and I got Raid or some sort of chemical. I'm a big, just get the closest chemical.
Yeah.
Raid kill them. Fucking Pledge will kill them. So
yeah.
They're going to get
got. Fantastic's going to kill them.
Yeah,
yeah.
A little Fabuloso.
Fabuloso.
And dude, I just doused the back of my Triumph and my car smelled like shit. It just smelled like chemicals for, you know, the next 3 years, but.
Man, I remember now, goddamn, 7th grade, we had a science project. We were supposed to go collect something from the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, Derek, and our buddy at the time, Steve Santafani, we all go out
that's
into the
great
woods.
a childhood friend last name.
There's a whole family of the Cenofanis. They're great people. We go out into this little stream out back and we decide we're going to catch, you know, just whatever dirt and sediment and shit from the stream. We're going to bring it in. The class is going to look at it. And then I'm pretty sure it was my brother's like, we should pee in this. And I'm in seventh grade and I'm like, we should definitely pee in this. But we're in science class. Could they like, I'm in my mind. Can they tell it's our pee?
You know what I mean? Like, they're going to get in trouble. DNA test it.
Dude, we take a margarine thing. We go out, we scoop, and we all three piss in it. Okay. We put the lid on it. We take it into class. And every week, all week, they're doing these things. Mm-hmm. But ours doesn't get picked till like Thursday. And when he opened that lid up,
smells like a bathroom at Shea Stadium.
This one here. And we're just looking at each other. We are dying laughing. All the kids are fucking dropping it on the microscope and they're studying it. We pissed it.
Man, that's devious.
That is ridiculous. So stupid. Just pissed all in it. And then we're touching it. We're in there touching it. Yeah, look at all those things moving in there.
Dude, we were, like I said, big. I haven't thought about the woods in years, man. Big woods. Even
snakes. You fuck with snakes.
I didn't fuck with snakes, but we were in the suburbs and there was always construction happening because, like, you know, the people were moving out of the city and there was just new developments going up. So we would go ransack the developments for materials, tools. We'd put it on skateboards or whatever and like push it down main streets to get back into the woods, carry it back and just build forts. Man, that was another thing.
We would
fuck up fucking the construction sites looking back. I mean, we would fuck them up. Dude, we found as like 11-year-olds. 3 pallets full of caulk, and you couldn't tell a shit. Man, that shit went everywhere, dude. We were caulking the keyholes to the backos. We were fucking just smashing it on the wall, then putting tools on the wall. I mean, we were...
That's great.
But, like, that's what we're just filling time. It's like, oh, well, you know, we got 30 packs of fucking caulk.
My brother was more my twin. So I have two brothers. I have a younger brother and I have a twin brother. My twin brother is fraternal twin. Mm-hmm. So one day I'm out cutting the grass. It's my turn to cut the grass. And the neighbor mom is yelling at me like, you fucking son of a bitch. And I'm like, whatever, lady. And she's like, you shot my bird feeder. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. But she's so adamant that I've shot this bird feeder. I'm not thinking anything but fuck you, bitch. I didn't shoot your bird feeder. I'm not thinking anything else, but
sure.
I didn't shoot your bird feeder. So I go in, my brother and our friend at the time, Jeff Wagner, they're playing Nintendo 64. I'm like, fucking lady next door yelling at me about shooting her bird feeder. Mm-hmm. And they start dying laughing. I'm like, you fucking pieces of shit. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, we've been sitting in dad's room because my dad had a side window and it went right over to their deck and she had a bird feeder and they're just pellet gunning it through the fucking wall. She knows. So these motherfuckers think it's so funny that I'm getting yelled at for it. And then we put the motor on the boat because we're going crabbing in the morning.
Sure.
And we run to the store and we come back. Guess what ain't on the boat anymore?
The motor.
And guess who fucking took it?
That old bitch?
Not only her. She had two like 20-some-year-old sons that knew and they took that
I respect the
dad's
move.
My dad's like, what the fuck happened to my brother ain't saying shit?
Sure, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why don't you tell him about that fucking bird feeder you all been shooting over there, you motherfucker?
Damn. Stole the fucking motor.
He would catch snakes, dude. Yeah, stole the motor. My brother would catch snakes, bring them in the house. There was one time where we went to the doctor for my younger brother. My mother's like, you guys coming in? We're like, we're sitting in the car. My brother and I in the back seat. They get out. We're still sitting in the back seat. This motherfucker reaches in his pocket and pulls out a snake.
Oh, fuck
that. I'm like, where are you getting that? And he's like, it was in a bush out front before we left. But he's always like that.
Yeah.
Didn't care. Wasn't scared of any of that shit. Didn't give a fuck about any of it.
I had a pet snake one time. My cousin worked at a pet shop and like, I guess the story I heard was like someone traded in a snake for something else. Like they had a snake and they were like, I want that lizard. He's like, all right, well, I can do 50 in the snake type.
Yeah, you know what I mean? 50, like, I'll give you the bearded dragon.
Sure.
Give me that snake.
So when he got this snake and he gave it to me for my birthday, and we had it in like a 20-gallon aquarium, like from a fish tank or something. Put it in the aquarium, and then that same night, he gave it to me. We go to bed, we wake up, it had babies overnight, and they're like this big. but they can crawl up through the fucking vents.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think of that.
They're all over the kitchen counter.
Nah. They're, how many?
It seemed like 60.
Like snakes?
Little fucking... They were like this big.
That.
Just, dude, they were in the fruit bowl, on the Martin's potato roll. They were all over in the sink.
I still eat them everywhere, dude.
My mom was flipping the... I work all goddamn day to come home to snakes.
Snakes.
Like, who gets snakes? People get... We had snakes, dude. We were finding them for fucking...
And then you got to go to the pet store and get the baby mice and feed the fucking snakes.
Nah, we did that. My mom was like, you're getting rid of this fucking... First of all, the snake is staying in the garage or out back. She's no longer allowed in the house.
One night, my brother had a black snake in an aquarium downstairs, and it got out.
Jeez.
And all I wanted to do, the next day, we get a black rubber snake, and we want to sneak in her room and just lay it on the bed, and then just, not even aggressively, just to, hit her with it. And that fucking day, there's a guy that comes over, and we got a deep freeze down in the basement where we keep our meats and our bull lips for crabbing in a bushel basket, because why wouldn't you keep those two things together?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And we hear this dude, and my brother goes, my snake. He knew right away. He runs down. Fucking dude found his snake, and I was like, God damn it.
Damn.
We can't do that shit to mom.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
God damn. These sicklers play it fast and loose. Dude,
my brother one time, he fucking...
scene from Kill Bill anyway?
This is how my brother was. The snake ends up killing this little rat. It doesn't, you know, won't eat anything dead. It kills it. My brother's like, fuck that. I spent my grass cutting money. So he ties fishing string to the rat's tail, and he just starts making it dance in the cage.
Uh-huh.
And that fucking snake, he's hitting it. The guts are coming out of it, and he finally fucking eats the thing. And I was like, God damn. My brother had reached in, and the snake bit him. And I'll never forget this. This motherfucker, I told him, if that snake would have bit me, I'd have been like, I'm going to the hospital. Mm-hmm. He didn't even look. He didn't even look at it. He just looked right at the snake like, I was like, you're a fucking psychopath. Dude.
I ain't got that gene in
me. No, me either.
I don't like snakes. I don't like birds. I don't like nothing. Birds are too unpredictable.
Well, no one should have a pet bird anyway.
Pet birds. No, I'm talking even pigeons.
There's one in my building that's lost. And I'm like, that's gone.
Oh, yeah, that's gone.
Like,
lost
hey,
bird.
Reward if you find it. That bird is gone. People, anybody post lost bird, I'm like, that bird's gone,
yeah.
man.
Yeah. People who have loose birds as pets is fucking nuts. I'll never understand that. Walk into a house, like, that's my cockatoo. You're like, fucking...
Yeah, unless the door gets
I'm
open
out
too
later.
Long.
Yeah,
I fucking your cockatoo.
It's me or the cockatoo, buddy. Yeah. I'm not even that good of friends with you.
Got any ghost stories?
The only thing... Well, there was one. I was staying at a show. I was doing a show in... I think Foley was with us. We were doing a show... I don't know if this was the same time or not. I was doing a show in upstate Pennsylvania in, like, Easton or something, like Allentown up that way. And we were staying at this place called the Sayer Mansion. And... It was a haunted Airbnb. Or a haunted bed and breakfast.
Same.
That's
anytime you hear that shit, were the rooms named after a person?
I don't remember.
Like Delilah.
Yeah, dude, if it was, I wasn't.
That's where we were, bro.
So there was what? There was like five of us staying in the one room. One of those gigs of like, we'll give you $100 and a hotel room. We're like, cool. Yeah, there it is. The Sayer Mansion. And
it looks haunted, dude.
Yeah. No, they like you walk in, they're like, welcome to the haunted mansion or what? You're like,
fuck this.
I'm not a guy who believes in ghosts unless I'm staying at a fucking haunted mansion. You know what I mean? Like right now I don't believe in ghosts, but at the Sayer Mansion, my fucking head's on a swivel. So we're asking and like they have the stories in the lobby of like this 8-year-old died here, this 10-year-old died here, this 30-year-old died, like seven. I mean, this, but they've been, people just been dying in this place. So then I go, dude. We were taking an Uber back from, I think I was getting pizza or something for everybody. We're all meeting back after the show. And this taxi driver, I'm like, do you know anything about it? He's like, you're staying at the Sayer Mansion? I'm like, oh, fuck me, dude. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, is that place haunted? He's like, no. And I'm like, what? He goes, I was like, did you ever see anything weird there? And he's like, no. He goes, oh, it used to be apartments. I lived there for like 5 years in the 80s. I'm like, you ever seen anything weird there? Anything I should be afraid of? And he's like, nah. I go, nothing weird? He's like, nah. He's like, well, my roommate was stabbed to death in the bathroom. I'm like, I had to press you to fucking remember that? Like, that wasn't like, yeah.
He gave you, I forgot about this.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, nah, it was a dispute over money or something. I'm like, okay. We got back to that Airbnb, dude. We took turns staying up like every hour.
We got back to ours. I packed up the family in the middle of the night.
Later
at 1 a.m. I was like, "We're out of here. We're out. You can sleep on the ride home. We're out."
I get that. We got too drunk, and I think we were like, "We'll all just get drunk and pass out." But somebody stayed up the whole entire time, and like we got up with that sun up and got the fuck out of there.
Dude, thank you for doing this. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
I fucking love you, man.
Please plug and promote everything you'd like.
Yeah, our podcast is Are You Garbage? It's wherever you get your podcasts there. And also that we're on tour right now. We do stand-up comedy. Like we co-headline, me and H. Foley co-headline, and then play AYG with the crowd. It's a good time, gang. Check it out. At Kevin Ryan Comedy on all the social media and areyougarbage.com for tickets and episodes.
Hell yeah. All right. As always, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler, all social media. Talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.